Malkus, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Me'idin anu b'ish ploni shuchayiv Malkus arboim. We're testifying that ish ploni is chayiv 40 lashes, which we know is 39. V'nimtzu zoymimin. And we find that they're edim zoymimin. Loikin shmoinim. They get 80 Malkus now. Mishum loysana b'riacha eit shaker. One is because loysana b'riacha eit shaker, that we see from the previous Mishnayos, that you get Malkus for that by itself, when there is no kas vasisim lo kasher zomam, lasos lo achiv, when you can't be mekayim that, like if a person testifies that a person is a ben grush or ben chalutza, he gets Malkus. So you see, it's its own iser and own punishment of Malkus. Umishum vasisim lo kasher zomam. And you also get the Malkus of doing exactly what you intended to do to this person that was innocent. And you wanted to give him lashes, so you get lashes too. Divir Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir's shita. The Chachamim say that you only get 40 lashes. And the way the Gemara explains this is Lefi the Ritva, that although when the Torah says Loisana Bereach Eit Shaker, and although you get Malkus for that in a case where you can't be Mekayim Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomam Lasos Lo Achiv, like if a person's testifying a person is a Ben Grush or Ben Chalutza, you can't make the Eid Zomim Ben Grush or Ben Chalutza there when there's no other way to be Mekayim Loisana Bereach, which is a warning, don't testify falsely, there you get Malkus. But in a case where you can vasisim loy kasher zomim lasos lachiv, you can make them an eid zomim, you can give them and mete out a punishment, exactly what they intended to give this innocent person, then what happens is vasisim loy, you give the eid zomim kasher zomim lasos lachiv, that's the actual punishment for the commandment of loisana. Loisana is the warning, and the punishment for loisana in that case is vasisim loy kasher zomim lasos la'achiv. It's the punishment for that warning. Not that you give a separate punishment for loisana bariacha. Rather, you would only in this case get 40. That your lashes that you're getting of vasisim loy kasher zomim lasos la'achiv is coming from the azhar of loisana, to teach us that this is what you get in this case. Mishnah continues, Mishalshalin b'mamun ve'ein mishalshalin b'makas. The punishment among the Eidim Zoymin is divided when it comes to money, but not when it comes to Malkus. Ketzad, as Mishnah is going to explain, they're testifying that he has to give his friend 200 zuz. V'nimsu Zoymin, they find that the Eidim Zoymin, Mishashlin b'neim, they divide it amongst them. So if there are two Eidim, each Eid gives 100 zuz. Avam ha'iduhu shuchayv Malkus arboim, but if they're giving testimony that this guy's chayv Malkus, each one gets 40. We don't say that they divide up the Malkus 20-20. Rather, they each get 40. And the Rav explains, because when it says, it has to be the same thing that you're trying to give the guy. And when you divide it up, you can't combine Malkus to say that this combination of Malkus was what I was trying to give you, because each one, their pain that they receive from the Malkus is not what they were trying to give him. Masha Inkin, when it comes to money, Lamaisa, the guy was supposed to lose 200 zuz, and you paid him back 200 zuz. He got back exactly Kasher Zomam, Lasus Loi.